there are so many things happening right now. It's really hard for me to keep a schedule. So when I book people, it's like, okay, what's going on today? Where are we going to be today? Can we go home? Can we go to the studio? It's absolutely upheaved everything that I had planned. And I'm sure if you're listening, you've had the same kind of issues. And I know that I really appreciate when I can reconnect and make good on some of my intended connections or intended broadcasts. And in a way, it's actually a little bit more convenient now, because when I have the person available and my own setup, then I can just go ahead and do a show. So Giulio Consiglio, I've talked with before, because his book, The Healing Frequency, we talked about that. And we talked about some of the metaphysical aspects that went along with that. And I wanted to talk with him again, because we left some things up in the air in terms of healing and working with energy. And right now, with all of this happening and immune systems being compromised with the coronavirus, then this is a perfect time to reconnect and talk about that aspect and maybe the spiritual component that goes along with these kinds of catastrophic upheavals in our daily routine. So, Giulio, thank you. I'm glad you're available and you're flexible with your schedule. Okay, let's say that right off the bat.
Wendy, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Okay. I guess we left off last time, and there was some of the stuff that was more of the paranormal element in your background. Well, one of the things that was obvious was growing up down the street from a cemetery. Okay, so with that, though, you had an awareness as a kid that there were things that didn't really fit with the regular day-to-day 9-to-5 reality, that none of this is real, because for you it was. How do you deal with that right off the bat? Because this is what happens for people who are kind of in between dimensions and see other things going on with this. How do we get, I think, disconnected from all of the panic and the right now big, huge billboards of what is wrong, and get back to how we can bring to the table something that's right? That's a small order.
Approaching what's going on in the world right now, you want to take a step back and return to center and come back to your being. If we're operating on the surface of our minds and we're caught up with everything that's coming, because it is bombardment and it is incessant, you have to take precautions. You want to be careful, but you don't want to operate from that vibration of fear. If you're operating from that vibration of fear, you're now disrupting that stream of well-being that is always flowing to you and through you. So if you're in a panic mode, if you're in a stress mode, the anxiety and the worry, and I can understand that, but at some point you have to recenter yourself, come inward, because what's going on the surface is, from a spiritual vantage point, it's causing people to go inward and become more present, more still, relative to all the chaos that's happening right now.
To me, what I've called is like a reset. It's a chance to step back and say, what's really important? What is my goal? Because I don't know about you, but starting out, I wanted to go do certain things and activities, and I would get redirected and refocused. And I tell you what, if I hadn't listened to that, I wouldn't be where I am now. And this is a much better space than the things I would have chosen and thought I wanted at the time, because from this vantage point, I've seen some of the fallout and some of the results of, I'm so glad I'm not there, because I don't know if I could have taken it. And so, you know, without naming things or putting anything specific, just saying, in hindsight, understanding things that I thought at the time were epic failures, losses. I can't do this. I really want to. And now I'm thinking, thank goodness. Thank goodness I had a redirect. So, you know, in that way, what's happening now is a way of saying, okay, there are some things we need to rethink. One thing is about how we take care of our planet. another thing that, you know, that is front and center right now. And then how we take care of ourselves, our bodies, our belongings, our own home space, and the communities we live in, what our impact is that we haven't, I think, really taken a front and center look at for at least the 1918 flu pandemic or flu. It was that's what's been brought up over and over again. That was the flu that killed a lot of people back in 1918. Is that there aren't enough people alive to tell us the story and the hazards and the repercussions and how they got through it. So we are the generation that's going to be telling this forward of how do we get through it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing, we've become so busy in our lives, and coming from not just North American, but just the way society is or has become, we've become so focused on attaining and achieving, and we're missing the point on a lot of things. So from a third dimensional awareness, or, you know, from the conditioned mind, you know, people will react out of fear and then wonder, why is this happening? But from a spiritual vantage point, from expanded awareness, you see this almost as just one big spiritual timeout that is causing us to slow down, reset, as you mentioned, and realize, you know, the little things that you might have been sweating in the past, they really, in the grand scheme of things, really don't matter. And it's allowing us to pay closer attention how we're treating this planet and each other. You know, we are spiritual beings having a human experience, you know, but we, you know, as a collective humanity, we need to really work together and operate as one versus that idea of separation or competition, or, you know, me first, rather than just simply coming from a space or an awareness there is more than enough, and just operate from that frequency rather than trying to take steps out of fear or a fear of lack.
Did you get any kind of heads up about this? In terms of metaphysics, you know, just a spiritual.
Well, not too far back, but about 10, 12 days ago, I went grocery shopping, and as a bachelor, I probably keep 2 or 3 days of food in the house at a time. And I went in there, I think, to buy a case of water. And something directed me, and I never buy this, but something directed me to look at some box, I think it was KD or some sort of craft dinner type of thing. And I noticed a whole slew of them were just gone. And intuition just started telling me something is on the horizon. And this is just before I'm in Canada, and it was just before things really changed drastically. And I have a sibling out in Ireland, and I said to her, after I got home, I said, how many days of food do you have? And she said, maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4. I said, don't panic. I said, but just go get a couple of more days. I said, because things are going to drastically change real quick. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she went in, stocked up, and 2 or 3 days later, things got quite chaotic where she is. And the grocery store ended up actually having to close for a few days, and I think we reset. So,
wow. And that's, yeah, that's really a crisis mode.
It's a panic.
Have you been told to shelter in place?
Sorry?
Shelter in place. Are those rules effective for you in Canada where you are?
Yeah. So they're asking us to essentially self-isolate and minimize, you know, going out. There hasn't been a lot of cases so far reported here, mm-hmm. But there have been some. But you know, you just have to be mindful and remember there are others that may be experiencing weakened immune systems. So you have to think of others and just try to self-isolate as much as you can, and take care of yourself, wash your hands often.
Well, to give you an idea how much it changed here, I started watching this when I first saw the reports from the doctor in China, who was telling his colleagues, you need to be careful. And he was still alive at this point. And then he died. It was like, oh my gosh, that was serious. Okay. So I started watching it then. And I immediately, once I figured out that this was happening more, linked the coronavirus COVID-19 global cases. And this is by us in the U.S., the Johns Hopkins. And I linked that and I put it on my blog recently because I wanted to make sure everybody had access to these numbers, because that's important. At first I saw, you know, 1, 2, 3 cases and watched them go from North America to Europe. And of course, China was already affected. And then Japan, and watching those numbers increase, and then seeing with the cruise ship where they were all confined, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this isn't a good scenario. And then at that point, there were no cases announced or reported from South America or Africa and Russia. And so now pretty much, you know, this is global. But the numbers this morning, they were saying the headline here in Kansas City was numbers have surged past 8,000. I'm looking at the map right now, and the map, this is later in the day, and it's 11,274. So just from this morning with that 8,000, I believe it was 6,000 yesterday. The numbers are beginning to start compounding. And that is something that I haven't seen in my lifetime. My mom has been telling me stories about what it was like with polio, and when we all went to get a sugar cube that gave you like a quick dose to prepare you to get the vaccine. And that's the only thing comparable would have been that. And I know there was something with SARS a few years ago, but that didn't really make the same impact on us in the headlines that it is making now. And even now, watching people still go out in certain places, there are a lot of young people on the beaches and taking the planes. And when they're saying that that we still haven't managed to contain it in terms of airline flights, there was a person, Delta Airlines had a problem with a passenger who did have it and tested positive. And pretty much everybody who comes into contact is now, they're trying to track them down. And a JetBlue flight had somebody who had not received the results of the test, flew without telling anybody, and then after that tested positive. These are the headlines from today, March, it's the 19th, 2020, in case you're listening to this and it's data, because this information is fluid. So what we're talking about may have changed drastically by the time you're listening to it. And the thing about this, Julio, is that with podcasts, this will be listened to. I have listeners all over the world. And so to see that somebody has tuned in from India or from Germany or from Japan, it's just amazing how far our message goes and the connectivity that we have that is beyond, I think, imagining from 40 years ago, let alone 20, that this has just blossomed in this global connection, and being able to talk with you in Canada and get a temperature, take a temperature on what's happening with you. And it doesn't sound like it's progressed to the same level. It is beginning to progress right here in my location, Kansas City, which is in the Midwest of the USA. The heartland is what they call it. So, you know, that's incredible to be able to say that now other people are tuning in, especially as this is becoming a global issue. And, you know, basically touching base with their own relatives and saying, how are you doing? You've got relatives in Ireland. And so that gives you another viewpoint from a different part of the world. Have you heard back from your sister? What's going on now?
She has said that things have basically gone pretty quiet in terms of people going out. And actually this morning, they're showing a comparison of what was going on in Florida with just a March break and Paris. And Paris is completely empty. You don't see anyone in the streets. And wonderful thing is with the technology, like you mentioned, it can be wonderful in that you can get a lifetime, immediate live update and speak to people throughout the world and just get perspective of what's going on. So in one sense, it's an excellent tool for staying aware and up to date with what's going on.
Well, I think it's interesting too. Facebook is something that a lot of people are using in my part of the world. And there's, you know, with any kind of social network like that, you have to kind of take the whatever information you get with a grain of salt. If it doesn't have a reputable source, then you kind of, okay, let's go back and do your due diligence. And what happened recently was a glitch with Facebook that kind of, it took everything. And I don't know if it was their algorithm or what, but anything that related to coronavirus, they were trying to combat news, the problem that you get with news being incorrect, and fake news is the big word now, but that TKO'd everything else. So anything that resembled it, I had a lot of my posts just immediately taken off. Some of them were just podcast posts about ghosts and UFOs and ETs. And of course, I know those are threatening. And psychics. And I thought, okay, something's gone wonky here. So either somebody's, you know, really doesn't like my shows, or the algorithm has targeted me because I'm too interesting. And I knew that wasn't it. But then we got the news that, okay, Facebook is overwhelmed, and their algorithms, all the things that they're trying to do to help mitigate, you know, get real the news out there that's accurate. It's being actually pushed to the limit and beyond the limit. And a lot of the healthcare facilities are in the same boat, where doctors and nurses are overwhelmed with these patients that are coming in. And I guess it goes back to, for those of us who have these other insights and these other connections, like you see energy, I feel energy. And when we go somewhere, I can feel when there's something that doesn't make sense, or something's out of whack or out of place. And so I immediately start looking to see, what am I picking up on? Is it a who? Is it a what? Is it, you know, is it the space? What is trying to give me a message? And I think with these kinds of things, we're getting a bigger message, that it's important now that we have time to sit back, to start redirecting our focus, our thoughts. And you have the books with that. I mean, that's what you were talking about in your first book, was change your thoughts. And I like the quote on Goodreads: when you're in alignment with your authentic self, nothing is impossible. Timely.
When you operate from your inner being, so when you're operating deep from within and not from the surface of your mind, where you'll find fear, you're now operating in that quantum field. So that it's that point zero. You are transcendent of thought, and you're operating through inner stillness. So when you're operating through inner stillness, and you operate without expectation and non-attachment, you now free yourself. And you allow the spontaneity of your inner being to express itself. And it can express itself in countless ways, including miracles. So yes, when you operate from that frequency, what I described in my latest book, The Healing Frequency, and the reason I call it The Healing Frequency is because inner stillness heals the separation between who the individual is and source energy. And it's that local consciousness merging with the all. And so when you're operating from that frequency, all things truly become possible. And what you also find, but by being so centered within yourself, is you find safety, comfort, and relief from those feelings of anxiety or worry or fear or doubt or what if, because those, when you place your attention on them and focus on them, you create that as your reality. Shift your focus or go inward and reconnect with your inner being. It's a game changer on so many levels. So that's when all things become possible.
Okay. So with this, I want to ask, have your dreams changed? Have you had any other things to go along with this to give you insight from that perspective?
Not from dreams, but just from reading the energy with what's been going on and stepping out occasionally. It's such a great contrast now. Going into, for example, a grocery store, and you can just feel the difference in vibration in there, and the hurriedness and the terror, that's the energy that some people are operating from. So this is, you know, I've said this before, it's like one sort of big spiritual timeout. And this is, you know, the universe is speaking to us in countless ways. And this is just another way to sort of get the message across. Hey, go inward and operate from your deepest aspect rather than on the surface, because that is where you'll find your authentic self and able to face challenges like this rather than allowing them to consume your energy through fear, worry, doubt, and uncertainty and things like that.
Okay, you had a crisis. I mean, a crisis that shifted your perspective and your persona, you know, your whole ideological, there was a mind shift and a psychological shift. And okay, what was that like? What you did, the before and the after, how dramatic was the change?
The change was profound. Words are limiting, but the before was when you're operating through third dimensional awareness, you're experiencing, and from my awareness to begin with, I was always highly sensitive to energy, and I always felt emotion around me and that of others. So to me, it was always amplified, but I just didn't understand why I was experiencing it. So I would experience moments of intense anxiety and panic, but I would, for the most part, in one sense, be centered in myself and wonder, why am I feeling this way? So there was simply no understanding of why I was experiencing that. I didn't realize that darkness, that negativity, was simply the contrast of the ego, but it served a purpose. It was a catalyst. And then the moment of awakening and making the shift, the word is instant clarity. So it's an instant clarity, but also an instant download of understanding. So now you completely understand why you're experiencing these automatic negative thoughts, and they serve a purpose. Initially, they are identifications, and we identify with the ego, but this level of consciousness, the third dimensional consciousness, does not have to be the same consciousness that you continue for the rest of your life. It can become a catalyst. And when the fear becomes greater, those are actually opportunities. There is potential in absolutely everything. There's potential and possibility in every moment. And awakening can happen at any time. It's coming with that desire and willingness to realize, my life has not been operating the way I think it should. And I'm going to, and unfortunately we look at the word surrender as weakness, but there's great power in surrender. So surrendering to your highest self, when you realize that, it's not even surrender, it's simply realizing what I am relative to the darkness of the ego. And we are consciousness. It's that pure awareness, that inner stillness, that is your true authentic self.
I remember getting 1987. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. And I have little notes written down and stuff. I was trying to sort things out for myself, and I was meditating, and I had just been divorced. The cat was in the room with me, and I realized that as I'm looking down, the cat is on my chest and looking at me, and he's looking at my necklace, and I know he's going to bite it. And I'm thinking, mm-mm. And he looks at me, and I realize, you heard me. And that was the first time I knew that I had these other connections that others could hear and could pick up on. I thought, okay, that was good. But the other thing during that time was the, cause that was like a meditative moment. I was in a meditation and thinking just how to expand my abilities, my awareness, and just disconnect and become more, I think, perceptive of what was around me. And I found myself at this point on the ceiling, looking down at the body, while also at the same time being in what we would call an orb, but I was about the size of a basketball, and it was a yellow sun, like a little sun, a mini, and maybe a mini star, but a sun. And then I was also aware of me being on the bed, so I could see myself and have the total awareness of three different perspectives and thinking, oh my gosh, this is the Trinity. This is, you know, this is the three, and yet it's all one. And I thought it was just that moment of knowing I could see, even though I didn't have my eyes, and I could feel and express, even though I knew that I was this little ball of light. And that was, again, 1987. My nightlight thing happened in 1997 when I started having this intermittent, you know, flickering connection that, again, helped me expand my awareness and kind of branch out into what other things that I might, that might be helpful for me to learn, so that I could give people an idea that everything here is superficial. It's transient. And that doesn't mean it isn't important. It means it's temporary. And so we have opportunities every day to appreciate some of the wonders of this world, even now. But we also have a finite time limit as we're here. And this is one of these catastrophes, these crises, that comes forward and says, enjoy it, because it is temporary. And so it is sacred. It is special. It is your time. And it doesn't mean that you need to immediately go out and grab 20 tons of toilet paper, but you know, those kind, because that's kind of a, you know, that's a bad thought. You're anticipating needing 20. Okay, think about that. If you're really projecting that okay, I'm going to need this, then maybe you're not going to like the outcome that comes along with needing that much toilet paper. And
you're
whether
probably gonna need it.
Yeah, it's like wait. What are you projecting with that thought? Because the other side of that is that's a negative perspective. And so instead saying, I will be provided, I know. And it doesn't mean that, like the grasshopper and the ants, that you expect the ants to take care of you because you're not going to do anything. It means, what do you have of value that you can count on, that you can offer, that you can bring to the equation? And I think that's what we're being asked right now. And like for me, it's important for me to give what I can in terms of offering the ability for people to get their word out, to get the message out, because you help more people doing what you're doing and connecting with people and with the books and also one-on-one, and they can get in touch with you because that's what you've focused on. You've decided to be more in that, I don't know if I want to call it career, but basically open in that lifestyle of saying, these are the things I've learned and this is how I can help you, which is, I would determine, a spirit coach.
Absolutely. Having gone through the adversities I've gone through, I found personally there were no answers. I tried the conventional approach. And at one point, I had someone, a specialist, tell me, you're going to be sitting up in your coffin. I was 24 years old. And he said, you're going to be sitting up in your coffin having panic attacks. And all that did for me was fuel the fire one way or another. I was going to find a way. Mm-hmm. And I did not find answers within the world, because what I was searching for was my innermost self. And it could not be found looking outward. So it was that moment of clarity, that shift, brought me from living on an outward surface to being completely centered deep from within. And when you make a shift like that, you realize your circumstances do not dictate what your future will be. And you realize the fleetingness of them. Mm-hmm. So if you come from that expanded awareness, you're not worrying about the outcome, because you're now operating through faith and trust. Now, faith and trust can be developed, and actually developed quite quickly, because if you're operating from faith and trust instead of fear and doubt and uncertainty, it's a completely different vibration. You are relaxed regardless of where you are. You're able to breathe. And in that, you find the power and strength of inner stillness. And it's a completely different experience altogether.
There's a lot to be said for sound and sound healing. And some of that we take for granted. But it was so funny when somebody's talking about the songs that you sing while you're washing your hands to make sure you wash it for the right number of moments and, you know, 20 seconds. And then you think about the songs that people are telling themselves because you're doing a mantra. Whatever song you're singing, it's a mantra. So you're repeating it to yourself. So I thought, and I saw them at work. Of course, I work in a radio environment. A lot of songs to choose from. Nice and White Satin wasn't on the wall. But there's all these, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're repeating that as you wash your hands. No, I'm not going to do that. So I had to think of, okay, what would I do? Well, maybe I would just do like a musical interlude. Just kind of hum my way through it. La, 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 you know. But that's what's so funny. And there's a guy, oh, well, I can't remember when it was the Trololo. Gosh, I should post that again. Anyway, thinking of all the songs that might be better to sing with an uplifting message to yourself, because it's all programming. It's everything we do when we speak to ourselves, when we speak to others, those are thought forms, thought projections, and they have the potential to manifest. So in this time to see what we are manifesting, it comes back front and center. And so when you're watching people who've been making fun and light of all this coronavirus, the panic or the thing that it's all hype and it's not true, and then to watch it come back, and then they're the ones who are sitting there going, okay, I'm in isolation. I had contact. And all of a sudden it kind of hits home that we are very powerful in what we express and what we say and what we put out. And I've seen it come back so much more quickly in the last 6 months than I've seen in years. And I never thought I would see karma happen that fast. But, and that's, you know, I can refer to it as karma, but it's like what you say is what you get. That's a little phrase that's been around forever, but I've never seen those kinds of results happen quite so quickly as they are now. And that's part of our conscious evolution, I believe, that we are more powerful in our ability to create and more aware of that than we've been maybe in centuries. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I've experienced myself, you know, you experience these instant manifestations, you know, by just putting your attention on something. The thing that I've said this before, and I say it in my workshops, everything is a meditation. And you can make anything a meditation. You could be focused, and all meditation is focused awareness. So if your focus and attention and your awareness is on fear and what's going on outside of you, and you're stuck on the statistics, and you're focusing, you know, this person got sick and that person, if your attention is focused there, you're shifting your vibration to align with that reality. What you want to do is pull the reins back and focus and go inward. And when I say that is spiritual evolution or spiritual development, it's not always a smooth ride. There is some turbulence, and this opportunity, what we're experiencing right now is an opportunity to go inward, face your fears, look at them, because in avoiding them and not facing them, they will continue to perpetuate themselves because they have not been resolved. The lessons are repeated until we learn the lesson from whatever it is we're experiencing. So you have to go inward and allow yourself to face whatever fears that you're experiencing right now. Look at them through expanded awareness. Perhaps even take a pen and paper and write down the automatic thoughts, the automatic negative thoughts that are coming, and look at them through clarity and ask yourself, is this who I am? And if you do it enough times, if you look at it enough times, you'll realize there's a greater awareness deep within you. And that greater awareness is unmovable, unshakable. It is stillness. And that's where you want to place your attention and focus on. That's where you'll find the peace that is so needed right now, especially at this moment in time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to digress because I got distracted by the song. Okay. So I had to think. This is what happens. Okay. I went out on a limb and kind of was out there with the butterflies and the bees and the sycamore trees. And so what I decided, well, you know, if I sang a song, what would it be? And I thought, and all of a sudden it came to me, Twinkle, Twinkle, Lucky Star. All right. This is a Merle Haggard song. I used to work in country radio, and this is how words come back to haunt you. I said, I would never work in country radio. So I was there for 5 years. I went in and hoping to get a news job because that was where I was going. I was going to be in news. That was my goal. And I was going to be a news anchor and la, la, la. Okay. Well, I had to put it off because what happened was immediately as when I went in there, they fired the news department. Whoa. Huh. However, there was a DJ opening. So there you go. That's karma. That's fate going, la, 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 la. You can make plans, but guess what? This is your job. So I did that. And in the meantime, though, I had fun. And the songs they were coming out with at that point, it was a different in the 80s. It was a shift from the old school country to what they called modern country. So one of the songs though I did get to hear that I really did appreciate was from the old schooler, Merle Haggard. And the song that came to mind was like Twinkle, Twinkle, Lucky Star. Now you can't sing the whole thing because he's a part where he mentions the word with his pain in my heart. No, 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 no. You don't do that. You pick the lyrics from the song that you like. And the way it starts is what I like because it says, Twinkle, Twinkle, Lucky Star. Can you send me luck from where you are? Can you make a rainbow shine that far? Twinkle, Twinkle, Lucky Star. Can you really make a wish come true? And do you shine on just a chosen few? Twinkle, twinkle, lucky star. I have changed the lyrics just a tad because I'm asking for luck from a lucky star and a twinkle here and there. But that's a song I can sing. Either that or it's Ode to Joy. La, 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 la. And it doesn't have any words.
But it's a meditation.
Yes, yes. So I thought, you know what? I don't want to leave, you know, if you're listening, I don't want to leave you hanging. I want to give you some ideas. And of course you need to upgrade on those because this is just throwing stuff out there to say that we have an opportunity in this time, in the middle of a crisis, in the middle of a panic to say, that isn't mine. That isn't mine. Mine is here and now. And I'm here for this moment and I'm going to make the best of it. So what can I do? And if it's even just sing some funky little song that somebody else might not appreciate, but means something to me, then I can claim my reality and I can create my outcome. Because at the end of that outcome, there's luck and luck works in my favor. Believe it or not, I believe it. And that's how we create and we manifest and we make our dreams and our wishes and our goals and all of those things come true. Because you know what? It doesn't happen until we put it out there. That's the way it works. That's why we're here. And so this is a way for us to see all of that in action and also to be connected to other people who don't think the same way that we do and yet allow them to be who they are and support that each of us has our own path and our own beauty to bring to this equation. Even when we're partying on the beach and everybody's going, what were you thinking? They were supposed to be there for whatever reason. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. When you come from that expanded awareness, from that perspective, even with everything that's going on, you still see the perfection in it. And someone would say, what are you talking about? You see the perfection in it. When I say you see the perfection in it, is you see source energy in everything. So if you realize that you are one with the all that is, and the all that is unconditional love and support. If you come from that point of view and you see source in everything, you begin to drop and relax and soften your stance with what's going on in the world. So you need to realize, don't get caught up with everything that's happening on the surface, what everyone else is doing. Because while you do that, you're not tending to your own garden or your own mind mm-hmm. and what you're allowing to grow there. So you want to become very aware of what you're allowing these days to grow in your mind. And instead of reacting. There's a great difference between reacting and responding to something. Through the conditioned mind, if you're operating through third-dimensional consciousness, it is usually just simple reaction to every thought and emotion that comes. As you expand your awareness, you can begin to observe instead of react. Now, that is taking a different approach. You're now not energizing fear, but you're observing it. And at the same time, you're allowing the awareness deep within you to rise to the surface.
What I think is fascinating is that, okay, if you look at it from the perspective that we assume things will be exactly as they are today because of what they have been yesterday and the day before and maybe the week before. This threw all that out the door. And all of the assumptions went out the door with it because tomorrow is no longer a given. That's huge. That's ginormous is a good word. That's absolutely mind-boggling to go from what reality I had the day before this hit. And I tell you what, March 9th, I was awake. The dog was doing something, I think, at that point, the dog or the cat. And so I was awake, but in bed. And all of a sudden, there was this bump on the top of my head. And it's like the equivalent of if you're sitting under a tree and an acorn falls, not a walnut, an acorn. So there's a little bump on the top of my head. And at that same time, there was this telepathic, gotcha. And I saw an image like the Batman cartoon, you know, when they go pow, kaboom, bang, bah, whatever. And So, yeah, this is my reality. Okay, it's funky. But anyway, so there it is. The bump on the head, the little tap, clunk, kerplunk, and this image, and it was a yellow background, black, bold letters, gotcha. And then the telepathic sound, the voice. And I thought, what the heck? I knew it was important. My birthday was the 7th. The 9th is the day that happened. And that's when we hit the headlines that the coronavirus was here. The headlines, the 10th. And so the 7th was the first case. And the headlines then all of a sudden hit. And I thought, oh my. Okay, because I thought, well, it's a full moon. How am I supposed to pay attention? But it's like all of a sudden reality caught up with what I had been working on and said, it's time. It's time to do what you came here to do. Gotcha. Oh, you know, like when you're running a marathon or a relay race, or at least I've done those, and they hand you the baton and you take it. Well, that's it. That was the baton. And I think that was what everybody here is getting, is that moment of, gotcha. You're here for a purpose. And I think you are in the perfect place, having established yourself with the two books on how you change your thoughts, change your mind, change your frequency. And that's what you've been doing. That's what you've been working on so you could bring it and say, hey, this is how it works. And it can happen in 10 years. It can happen in 10 days. It can happen in 10 seconds. That's the beauty of this reality. And so that's, I believe, why you're where you are at this time and you're available. Because this is what people are going to need, is some kind of stability, some kind of frequency that helps them in some way, shape, or form resolve the insecurity of this moment.
It's very important because, and it's important work because before I made the shift, I didn't even know that enlightenment or another reality was even available. So if I have a message to get across, it's there is an awareness beyond the thinking mind, and it's already within you. You simply must tune into it. And the key to getting into that space of awareness is being very present in the now. Because especially in these times, if you're operating between past and future, you're going to feel stuck and you're going to recreate the past by projecting it into the future. So becoming very aware of the now, and you can start doing that through your breath, becoming aware of the now and the eternal moment of now, you'll begin to shift your vibrational frequency and begin to lighten up in the sense of emotional charge. So there is a frequency, and it is the frequency of inner stillness, and it is available through desire and a willingness to make a shift. So if things have become too heavy and you're experiencing a tremendous amount of fear and you feel stuck between the past and the future, realize that you can come into the moment and into the now where you come into a different reality. And I don't even want to say it's a higher reality or a better reality. It simply is reality, and it's the reality of inner stillness. It's unchanging. Whereas when you're operating through the conditioned mind, they're like waves on the surface of the ocean. They change, and there's no certainty about them. You don't know what's going to come up next. And if your attention is focused up there, realize that deeper within you, there's a stillness and a calm, and that's where you'll find your authentic self.
Well, when you're mentioning waves, I'm thinking of the rocks, you know, the islands, the shore, the beaches, and the big boulders that are there, and barring an earthquake, but that thing of the waves go by and the rocks stay. And so for me, that's an intense sense of presence, of being right place, right time, no matter what it looks like to anybody else. But that sense of presence and bringing yourself fully, totally centered, and knowing that there are no mistakes, there are no accidents, but there are ways to respond and be in some way, shape, or form receptive to the messages of change, the messages of shift, the messages of the dynamic presence and power of everything around us to create. And that's what's extraordinary, because we're seeing this on this plane, we're seeing that unfold around us. And I think, you know, for whatever reason, this is a time that gives us a moment to catch our breath before we go down a path we don't really want to be on.
It absolutely does. What you want to remember, and this should be empowering, that if you think, if you're focused on the outside world and with what's going on, and you think everything is out of control, and where is source in all this, and every cell in your body is consciousness. Consciousness is not just in your head or in your brain. It's throughout you. And what you think is reflected within you, as the Buddha said. So you want to, again, pull the reins in and be centered in yourself and start to pay attention to what you're allowing the ego to think, because every cell is listening, and it's reflected. Mind, body, and spirit, they are one. There's no disconnect. And what enlightenment is the awareness of that spiritual self, that inner being. So that inner being is free. That inner being within you is enlightened. So enlightenment, nothing has to be added to you. You know, what you need to do is shed those layers of human conditioning. And you actually, when you operate from that awareness, it's a more profound experience, because it's an integration. You have one hand on the ground where you experience your humanity and what it's like to experience being a human being and limited in the physical form, while the other hand is reaching out and to your highest self, which has no limits and which is limitless in every way. So you want to use this with what's going on in the world right now as an opportunity. start practicing meditation. Start focusing on the present moment. Use it as an opportunity to develop yourself so that you have the tools needed to meet challenges like this in a more empowering way.
I wanted to go back for people who want to connect with you and just look at the website. You've got the on Twitter, people can follow you there and just, you know, your name. And I have to say, Giulio, J-I-U-L-I-O, Consiglio, because that's an unusual spelling for us in the United States. Okay.
Yes.
So it's that little I in there that throws everybody off. Like, what? Yeah. What? Okay. And
it
so.
It does it here too in Canada, so don't worry.
Okay, good. We're not alone. It's like, but
don't
that's,
feel bad. No.
It makes it memorable. It's perfect. It's like, cause you spell it wrong the first time and say, no, that was wrong. Okay, good. I'll get it right. Perfect. That's the way life works. So, or your website, which is also spelling that correctly word, consiglio.com. Okay. And that way they can find out about your books and your information and possibly book a session, because now that we don't have to worry about the distance, we can connect via internet, Skype, other ways. It's convenient, but I also, just the stuff that we're talking about now, these things are also transient. And so maybe the next 6 months, 8 months, 8 years, maybe not that far, but things will change and we'll look back and say, what was an, you know, an amazing time with getting through of all the headlines and the ups and downs and topsy turvies. And this is a tremendous roller coaster right now. And not having that stability that we were used to for a while. I mean, we knew there were wars, we knew there was upheaval, we knew that, you know, all of that, but this is a different element because it brings it right front and center to your front door. And that's where we are challenged to possibly change our behavior. I was going to bring it up because the elders have been talking about these kinds of things being a potential. And there was a movie recently about a contactee, Witness of Another World. I don't know if you saw that. But it was, it's a very powerful film that talks about the post-traumatic stress that comes along with something like this being ostracized because people don't believe this is possible. And yet you've experienced it and continue to experience it. And the element that was left out of that film was one of the things that a forecast, a prophecy from one of the elders, and they shared it saying, this is the planet. This is what we are doing to ourselves with the planet and having these kinds of results because we're getting rid of the trees, and the trees used to protect us by taking some of these pathogens out of off the playing field, because the snakes and the bats and all the animals, anything that we could have that would, you know, get basically like what a cancer is in us, in themselves, in their system, and then it affects everything else, the ecology. This is what's happening as a result to us changing the way our planet cleans itself, the way our planet does its own cleansing. So here we are caught up in what's happening overall on a larger scale of recycling. And this is what the elders are saying in so many words is it's us seeing the results of what we have done up to now. And this is the opportunity as we see this and say, maybe this isn't the right way to go. How can I change? But it's a bigger picture look of not, I can't buy the things I want today. It's inconvenient. I can't get online. I can't go to the store. I can't go out here. Instead of saying that, saying, what can I do? How can I shift my perspective? And I think that's what a lot of people are doing right now. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe that's just wishful thinking. But for me, since I know that's what I'm doing, I assume I'm not alone.
That's very profound one, you know, that's what a lot of people are doing. And you're seeing a lot of people who are already working through expanded awareness come together. And, you know, there's nothing, you know, praying for this path is one thing, but, and it's a wonderful thing to do, but you want to grow through this process and not just wish for it to quickly pass. You want to realize, okay, why are we experiencing this? And what is being asked of me? Because it's impacting everyone. And it's, from a spiritual vantage point, it's a wake-up call to go inward and remember who you are, remember your spiritual nature, and then come from that centered being instead of what we've been conditioned to do, and it's just do, and go about your day automatically. We're being asked, we're invited to come from an awareness and a freedom that is available through inner stillness and through that healing frequency, that heals the separation.
Okay, so when you had the message and the shift, colors, light, sounds, illumination, what stays with you?
What stays with me is that moment by moment awareness of source energy. So it is that awareness, because the mystical events that I've experienced, the psychic events, those to me were synchronicities and miracles that reminded me who I was relative to source. But more profoundly, I realized what is most important is the source of those experiences, and that source within me and source within everyone. So that is what I take away, and it's that moment by moment awareness of who I am beyond the conditioned mind.
Okay. For me, that little wake up call I told you about, you know, the little acorn on the head, I wrote a blog post about it, because that's one of those things that happens. And it's something I can say because I felt it. Obviously I couldn't miss it because it was a tangible thing. It was all an image with the Batman black letters saying, gotcha. And with an exclamation mark. And then the audible with the voice saying that out loud at the same time. It's like there's a three way. All right. There's a knock on the head, a voice in the ear, and then also the image. And so I wrote the acorn on the head, reality games. So that was the thing that let me know something's going on. I need to pay attention. And I don't really care who it was. I want to know where the tree is. Where did that acorn come from? Hey, can I do that? I want to know, because something's going on here and I want a piece of it. Okay. So for me, when those things happen, it's like, okay, this is really interesting here, but what's going on over there? And why are you throwing acorns? What do I need to pay attention to? There's a lot going on.
That's your highest self communicating. Incredible synchronicity, that's for sure.
I'm glad it wasn't a bowling ball, okay?
That would hurt.
Yeah, that would have been like, okay, yeah, I got it. I think we're at the point where I can get the acorn rather than the walnut or the bowling ball or the car. But that's the deal. That's the deal. And so I know that for me, that was a point of reference saying what you do now is important, and what you've done before, it's practice. And you are ready for this moment. You may not be prepared wherever you are, wherever you're listening. This might have blindsided you, but you're ready. You got this. Pay attention. And if you need to connect with Julio, and it's Julio, if you spell it, you won't forget. You have to do it wrong to get it right.
True.
And that's the whole point. That is an imprint. There was a guy in radio who used to always say his name like three times. And do that. And I go, gosh, that's annoying. You know what he was doing? It was brilliant. People couldn't forget it because of the way he did it. And so that was the thing of, it was an imprint. Julio, thank you. I appreciate your time. And I know you've had some tremendous insight to be able to bring this, you know, to awareness. And I think that you were just getting started.
Thank you, Wendy. It's my pleasure. And it's always a pleasure speaking with you. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And again, if you want to tune into the acorn thing, that's on my Wendy's Coffee House blog spot. But other than that, you want to get in touch with Julio, you can do it Twitter. And just spell out his name, J-I-U-L-I-O, Consiglio. And I'll spell that too, C-O-N-S-I-G-L-I-O. Okay, that's easy. So there you go. So you can connect with him either way. And in the meantime, whatever you're doing, wherever you are, take care of yourself. Pay attention. You're getting hints and clues and all sorts of insight. And right now is the time that you can take to yourself to say, okay, what's it sound like? What am I listening to? How does this connect with me? And then you're a dollar and a day and a year and a decade and an eon and a century and a karma ahead. Okay? We're watching it in action and we're part of it. And we do have something to help upgrade this system right now. So bring it. Thanks for listening. Take care.